Pendengar sekalian, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull mengatakan ia menyesal mengundang seorang pemimpin Islam senior yang sebelumnya mengatakan dalam pidatonya dalam acara makan malam di Kirribilli House, Sydney, bahwa HIV adalah hukuman bagi kaum gay. Presiden dari Australian National Imams Council, Sheikh Shadi Al-Sulaiman, adalah salah seorang di antara sekelompok pemimpin agama dan tokoh muslim yang diundang untuk berbuka puasa dengan Turnbull. Makan malam itu adalah acara buka puasa untuk menandai bulan suci Ramadan. Perdana Menteri mengecam pandangan Sheikh itu dan mengatakan hal itu tidak dapat diterima. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Bulan Ramadan bagi umat Islam adalah waktu pengampunan, refleksi, dan pembaruan spiritual. Dalam upayanya untuk persatuan, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull sebagai pemimpin Australia pertama yang menjadi tuan rumah pesta iftar yang menandai akhir puasa setiap hari selama bulan Ramadan.
The aim of extremists, including those committing violence through a warped and nihilist interpretation of religion, is to divide us and to turn our citizens against each other. But we will not let them win. We must stand together like we do tonight, as one Australian family, united against terrorism, racism, discrimination, and violence.
Namun harapan Turnbull untuk persatuan itu dirusak oleh kehadiran Sheikh Shadi Al-Sulaiman dan pandangan kontroversialnya yang menghubungkan homoseksualitas dengan penyakit.
Homosexuality that's spreading all these diseases, you know, let's not deny the fact. Don't call it the name of freedom, you know. These are evil actions that bring upon evil outcomes to our society.
Sheikh Al-Sulaiman, pendiri dari United Muslim Australia, berpendapat sama seperti dalam videonya yang diunggah online pada tahun 2013 yang lalu. Dalam video itu ia mengatakan, jika homoseksualitas terjadi di antara sebuah bangsa, maka Allah akan melenyapkan penyakit itu. Menteri Perindustrian Christopher Pyne mengatakan kepada Nine Network bahwa mengundang klerik itu adalah kesalahan besar, namun ia mengatakan bahwa Turnbull telah mengambil tindakan dengan segera terhadap masalah itu.
And as soon as he was aware that the preacher was there, he condemned his views in very firm tones at the actual dinner in front of the other guests. So Malcolm Turnbull acted entirely appropriately. I don't know how these lists of invitations are put together. There's a protocol department somewhere that does that kind of work. Up. And obviously they've made a mistake.
Anggota Parlemen Federal dari Partai Buruh, Anthony Albanese, juga setuju tentang hal itu.
Clearly, this is an absolute stuff up. Yeah. There's no role for promoting someone who's preaching hate, and that's clearly what this person was doing.
Perdana Menteri juga telah menyatakan penyesalannya telah mengundang Sheikh tersebut dan telah mengatakan kepada Radio 3AW bahwa komentar Sheikh itu salah dan tidak dapat diterima. Namun, sebagai Perdana Menteri, tidak menyadari pandangan kontroversial tersebut.
I do regret his being invited. He was invited in his official capacity, and the guest list was assembled by my department of PM&C. I do, if I had been aware that he'd made those remarks about homosexuals and gay people, he would not have been invited. And I, as soon as they were drawn to my attention, I of course made my condemnation of them very clear.
Dalam pesta makan malam itu, Perdana Menteri Turnbull kembali menegaskan perasaan persatuan dan penghormatan kepada para pengunjung yang berjumlah sekitar 60 orang, termasuk pemenang piagam Gold Logie, Wally Ali, dan pemain AFL Bakar Holi.
In a world of discord and disharmony, in a world where there is so much hatred, this is a country which has successfully built a society that is diverse, that is multicultural, and that is founded on mutual respect. And when you distill that concept of mutual respect, when you distill it, right at the core is the value most important and closest to God, and that is love. Our nation is built on a foundation of mutual respect. Love and respect for our fellow Australians, a love and respect for humanity.
Perdana Menteri menambahkan bahwa seluruh anggota dari Australian Muslim Community dihargai dan dihormati.
You are an integral part of an Australian family that rests on the essential foundation of mutual respect and understanding. Every one of us is enriched by the culture and the faiths of our friends and neighbours.